Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. We have a beautiful show in store for you today. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. Also, in the end of the lesson, provide a vocabulary, a word, spelling of the Hebrew words in the Hebrew vocabulary, so that you can know the meaning of the words when you read the Hebrew Bible written in Hebrew. All right, let me open in prayer. Adonai, I petition you that you enable the brothers and sisters to be able to take in this spiritual food, to apply it to their lives, and to be able to make changes as needed, and for it to provide sustenance and joy and good hope for the brothers and sisters. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen. All right, let me go into my Bible reading. And it goes to say, Leviticus or Vayikra, chapter 16. Adonai spoke with Moshe after the death of Aharon's two sons, when they tried to sacrifice before Adonai and died. Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell your brother Aharon not to come at just any time into the holy place beyond the curtain, in front of the ark cover which is on the ark, so that he will not die, because I appear in the cloud over the ark cover." So here we see over the ark cover, good appeared in the cloud. And Aharon, good didn't want Aharon to see his death face and die. It goes to say, "Here's how a horn is the end of the holy place, with a young bull as a sin offering, a ram as a burnt offering. He is to put on the holy linen tunic, have the linen shorts next to his bare flesh, have the linen sash wrapped around him, and be wearing the linen turban. They are the holy garments. He is to bathe his body in water and put them on. He is to take from the community of the people of Israel two male goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. Aharon is to present the bull for the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and his household. He is to take the two goats and place them before Adonai at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then Aharon is to cast lots for the two goats, one lot for Adonai, the other for Azazel. Aharon is to present the goat whose lot fell at Adonai and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat whose lot fell at Azazel is to be presented alive to Adonai to be used for making atonement over it by sending it away into the desert for Azazel. Aharon is to present the bull of a sin offering for himself. He will make atonement for himself and his household. He is to slaughter the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself. He is to take a censer full of burning coals for the altar before Adonai, and with his hands full of ground, fragrant incense, and bring it inside the curtain. He is to put the incense on the fire before Adonai, so that the cloud from the incense will cover the ark, which is over the testimony, in order that he not die. He is to take some of the bull's blood and sprinkle it with his finger on the ark, cover towards the east, and in front of the ark cover, he is to sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Next, he is to slaughter the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people. Bring its blood inside the curtain and do with its blood as he did with the bull's blood, sprinkling it on the ark cover and in front of the ark cover. He will make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the people of Israel because of their transgressions. All their sins, and he is to do the same for the tent of meeting, which is there with them right in the middle of their uncleanness. No one is to be present in the tent of meeting from the time he enters the holy place to make atonement until the time he comes out. Having made atonement for himself, for his household, and for the entire community. So here we see that Aharon is to make atonement for himself, his household, and then for the entire community of Israel. When he has finished atoning for the holy place, the tent of meeting, and the altar, he is to present the live goat. Aharon is to lay both his hands on the head of the live goat and confess it over all transgressions, crimes, and sins of the people of Israel. He is to put them on the head of the goat and then send it away into the desert with a man appointed for the purpose. The goat will bear all their transgressions away to some isolated place, and he is to let the goat go in the desert. Aharon is to go back into the tent of meeting where he is to remove the linen garments he put on when he entered the holy place. He is to leave them there. Then he is to bathe his body in water in the holy place, put on his clothes, come out and offer his burnt offering, the burnt offering of the people, thus making atonement for himself and for the people. He is to make the fat of the sin offering go up in smoke on the altar. The man who let go the goat for Azazel is to wash his clothes and bathe his body in water. Afterwards, he may return to the camp. The bull for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, is to be carried outside the camp. There they are burnt to be burned up completely, their hides, meat, and dung. The person burning them is to wash his clothes and bathe his body in water. Afterwards, he may return to the camp. It is to be a permanent regulation for you that on the 10th day of the 7th month, you are to deny yourselves and not do any kind of work, both the citizen and the foreigner living with you. For on this day atonement will be made for you to purify you. You will be clean before Adonai for all your sins. It is the Shabbat, the complete rest for you, and you are to deny yourselves. So here we see they are to deny themselves on this Shabbat from sinning and to remain pure and holy. So we see here that this is a regulation given to them by Adonai. It says, this is a permanent regulation. The Kohan anointed and consecrated to be Kohan in his father's place will make the atonement. He will put on the linen garments, the holy garments. He will make atonement for the especially holy place. He will make atonement for the tent of meeting and the altar, and he will make atonement for the Kohanim and for all the people of the community. This is a permanent regulation for you to make atonement for the people of Israel because of all their sins once a year. Moshe did as Adonai had ordered him. So here we see Moshe's making through Aharon, atonement for the sins of the community, the sins of themselves, and the sins of their household. Now we'll go into the vocabulary reading. Our first word is means lofty trees, and it is Aleph, Yud, Lamed, and Aleph, Lamed, and Tav. Then it means lofty tree. Our next word is glue, grove of lofty trees. Aleph, Yud, Lam, Zayin, and Tav. Our next word means vegetable. Aleph, Yud, Lam, Mem. Our next word means hart, stag, or deer. Aleph, Yud, Lam. And it has the T cross at the end of it. Our next word means hind or doe. Aleph, Yud, Lam, hay. Our next word means deer field, Aleph, Yud, Lam, Nun, and Zayin. And then it has the T at the end. Our next word means River of Elam, or at least in lower part. It's Aleph, Nun, Lamed, Yud, and there's a dot under the Nun. Our next word is, it means or not. Our left, Nun, dot, under Nun, Lamed, and then Yud. And our next word is our left, Nun, dot there, Lamed, and then Mem. And it means a strong adversative. But indeed a strong adversative. Our next word is Aleph Nun Zayin. It means trouble, sorrow, wickedness. Those are my words for today. And if you need, which you will, in order to understand the Hebrew language, if you need the alphabet with the verbs and so forth on it sent to you, just give me a call at 312-925-9887 or 574-703-7779. This will enable you to be able to put the words together as they are called out. All right. Good. I petition you that you bless the brothers and sisters, enable them to be capable of serving you. Give them the blessing with Ruach HaKodesh, that they are in good health and able to go and minister the word on a daily basis to the brothers and sisters out there. I pray that you open their hearts and let your word flow in their hearts. I pray this in all good things for sustenance for the brothers and sisters. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Mm-hmm.